This is the U105 phone-in with Frank Mitchell.
So, how is the form with you this morning as we head into what's looking like a poor weekend weather-wise, but could be a better day on Sunday? There's the plus for you. Now, how would you cope if your 12-year-old son wanted to become your 12-year-old daughter? It's a dilemma facing a growing number of families, and the butterfly drama on UTV deals with the issue over the weekend. How would you react if you have a story to tell us or an opinion to give? We'd like to hear from you on the programme this morning. Storm Callum, did he call with you? Does he still have some punch left to cause more problems during today? And who's bluffing who on Brexit? We'll hear from Jamie DeLargy very shortly on the programme. Right, 0289 033 105. What is on your Friday morning mind? That is the question. I'm just looking at some of the headlines this morning, and the trust word comes to the fore. We don't trust you, DUP tells Prime Minister May. And there's also more about the DUP. DUP not bluffing in Brexit threat to May. And there's another headline there in relation to who can trust who when it comes to Brexit. Just some of the headlines that are in the papers or indeed up on the screens as we speak. Let me have a word with Jamie DeLargy, business commentator and Brexit observer. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jamie, this seems to be the moment for Arlene Foster. She's never got so much international news coverage. How do you read it at present?
Well, I think we're seeing the end of a process that was pretty inevitable. As you probably know, I've been saying the only solution to this is a border down the Irish Sea. I wouldn't use that term, but that's the way people characterise it. It was the only solution. If there wasn't going to be a border south of Newry running up to Derry, then there was going to have to be a border somewhere else. The EU was going to insist on it, and the only place that border could be would be the Irish Sea. So there's an inevitability about this. It wasn't really sort of rocket science to work out that this border had to go somewhere, and it's going to go down the Irish Sea. And, you know, just as the DUP, you say, aren't bluffing, well, Theresa May isn't bluffing either. I mean, she has no choice. She's got to really go for this, and if she wants a deal with Brussels. So I would imagine that over the course of the weekend, and that's what they're talking about, that they would have some sort of solution to it. Now, the question is, what will the DUP do when they see the text that's produced, or they're given an indication of what's in it? What exactly will they do? And then the question is, what can they do? Because Theresa May has already said, look, if you vote down the budget, well, that's normally regarded as a vote of no confidence, but she's saying, doesn't matter, I'm going to keep on going. So she's really saying, look, you can do whatever you like. In a way, you can do whatever you like, but it will not stop my plan to solve this issue. And in a sense, her back's against the wall. The EU's asking, if you like, commitments from her that she wouldn't ordinarily have given, which is to put those controls down the Irish Sea, and she's had to accede to it if she wants a deal. And I mean, because the well-being of the UK rests on it. If we tumble out at the end of March next year without a deal, without a withdrawal agreement, rather, you know, it's going to create havoc for the entire UK economy. So she really doesn't have much choice but to agree to Mr. Barnier's watered-down demands, because he is prepared, seemingly, to accept this bit of a compromise. He wants more. He wanted us to be in the customs union and the single market. Now, the solution to the customs union is that the whole of the UK is going to stay, apparently, within the customs union. Now, but that was something he didn't want. So he's watering down his demands. And so this looks to be the germ of an agreement.
So if you see it as the germ of an agreement, how then does Arlene Foster get off the hook when her critics say you accepted a border down the Irish Sea?
I think that this is causing her huge problems. She's done exactly what she's done exactly what Theresa May has did over the negotiations on Brexit. She's painted herself into corner after corner and said, I won't have this. This is not acceptable. There are red lines. Theresa May did that. Remember, Theresa May talked about red lines. Arlene Foster's ones are in blood, but it's the same. It's the same giving yourself no wriggle room. Why she does it, goodness knows. I would have thought politicians, that's what they should try to create for themselves, because politics, as we know, is just the art of the compromise. And but what she does now, I mean, clearly she has to do something. If she's threatening to vote against budgets, she's threatening to to say, well, they're now signalling, we're not afraid of an election. We're, in other words, not afraid of the government falling. Don't think that this, because there is this notion that they'd be terrified, the DUP would be terrified to have an election because they would see the prospect of Jeremy Corbyn coming into power as being something that would just be intolerable. And they're saying, don't you think that's going to put us off? We'll do. Well, good enough. I mean, but the point about it is they can do all that and it still won't necessarily derail this process, because this process is probably the best that anyone can get, not just a Conservative government, but a Labour government can get out of Brussels. So what, in a sense, is it going to avail them if they do all these things? Because the UK, the future well-being of the UK economy depends on getting a deal with Brussels.
So you totally disagree with Sammy Wilson, because that's the main headline in the newsletter. DUP Sammy Wilson, as we heard indeed last night on the news as well, insisting his party is, in inverted commas, not bluffing over threats to withdraw parliamentary support for Theresa May if she breaches the party's red lines on Brexit. And he's been pretty outspoken about that. The DUP, as you say, painted themselves into a corner, but you're presuming that they're going to lie down in the corner. They may not.
No, I'm not presuming. What I'm saying is it's not going to get them anywhere. You know, once they say, right, okay, my goodness, look at this text. It's actually slightly worse than we were led to believe. And I'm sure that the briefing has probably given them soft soaping them and saying, oh, don't worry, it's really nothing very much. And the checks and nobody knows. And then when they see the detail and it's all written down in legal language, it begins to look pretty formidable, that they will then say, oh, we're not wearing this. It's then what they do. But it's not just what they do. It's not what they're threatening. It's like what they hope to get out of it. Because let's say they bring down the government, and let's say then we have a Jeremy Corbyn government. Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour Party, is going to go ahead with Brexit. And now goes along to Brussels and says, how can we have a deal so that we don't just fall out of the EU without a no-deal arrangement, which is to say is catastrophic for the UK economy. And he says, to tell you what, you're going to have a border down there. He says, oh, all right, okay, well, we'll have that. And then it's too late. Arlene Foster has no more cards to play because, you know, Corbyn, let's say, in this scenario, has a majority, in which case in which he doesn't really need her anyway countenance taking support from the DUP.
But you've
got to stop the process.
Yeah, but you've leapfrogged to them bringing down the government and Jeremy Corbyn winning the next election. Can they not just bring down Theresa May and deal with a different leader of the Conservative Party?
Exactly. He goes along to Brussels and discovers that the only thing they can get is a deal which, if they want a deal, I mean, they don't have to have a deal. We'll talk about that in a second. But if this new leader who emerges after Theresa May is brought down, they go along, he or she goes along, and discover that the only way to get a withdrawal agreement which prevents a no-deal catastrophe is to have a border down there. See, what did he do at that point? Now, if you're saying that, let's say somebody like a Boris Johnson then comes in and said, well, we don't really care whether we have a deal or not. We're happy to go for a Canada-style trade agreement. Well, that's possible. But again, he wouldn't get that wouldn't get through the House of Commons. Because there would be a sufficient number of Conservative MPs who wouldn't agree it, and the Labour Party would be against it. So there is only... That's why I've always found this a relatively simple problem to analyse. What Brussels wants, Brussels will get, because turning Brussels down is such a horrendous consequence for Northern Ireland, and for the whole of the UK, and just why we are going to do what they're going to tell us to do. Now, we've whittled it down, if you like. Theresa May and her advisors have done a good job in reducing the demands of Brussels, but there's a point at which Barnier and his team are saying, no, not going any further. There's going to be a border down there, you see. Now, I keep using that term because everybody else insists on doing it. These are checks that you and I will never see, that you just will never, ever come across. We'll never see a peak cap with a woman wearing a peak cap and stopping us and checking this and checking that. It'll all be done at factories and ports, places that we don't go through, areas of the port that we don't go through. So it's not as if it's going to lead to some catastrophic consequence for the ordinary people going about their business. It is a solution. But whether you like it...
Yeah, but just wondering, if we called it increased cooperation down the Irish Sea, would that work?
Well, that's what Barnier was saying when he said to de-dramatise it. And that's what a few of us have been saying. Let's stop calling it the border down. There is only one border. And that border is south of Newry, and it is a very real border. There are different tax systems north and south. You pay taxes in different directions. You have a different hospital system. You know, the idea that somehow if we had some form of checks down the Irish Sea, and even if they were on the ports of Larne and Warren Point, that somehow the border south of Newry would dematerialize is for the birds. I mean, that is the international border. It will remain. It will remain on the island of Ireland. These are just a set of new checks that are, you know, that are not welcome. And, you know, I don't want to give the impression that I think it's great to have a border down there, you see. But it's the only way that we can help to preserve free flow of goods across the island of Ireland. And that is not just, as everybody knows, that's not just an economic requirement. It's to keep the peace. It's so that we do not provide the provocation for people who would want to blow it up, who would create disruption, who would possibly actually secure some popular support for, if you like, terrorist action on the border, you know, attacking installations and then possibly attacking individuals who would be supporting that, coming to fix those installations. We just do not want to go back there. So it's not just about keeping the flow of goods north and south and keeping that running smoothly. It's about protecting the peace that has been slowly built up here. And from that point of view, it is a desirable outcome. But you can put all that to one side. The EU wants it, and the EU will get it. That's, you know, they've said, we don't want any obstructions. We don't want any hindrances to the flow of goods and people and services across from north to south. Oh, that's what we're going to get. And they're in such a powerful position, you know, that's just power. You know, that's like political power. You if you hold all the cards and they hold most of the cards, you get what you want.
Jamie, thank you very much indeed. Your opinions on what Jamie has said, always welcome. 028 90 333 105. We are now getting to the business end, I suppose, to some extent. Slowly to the business end of Brexit.